This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Israel said its forces intended to act against Hamas and other militant groups operating in the area. On Monday, medics said Israeli military strikes killed several Palestinians. The recent escalation comes with little hope of an end in sight to the war, as diplomacy efforts by Qatar, Egypt, and the United States have so far failed to close the gap between Israel and Hamas, whose leaders trade blame over the lack of a ceasefire agreement. According to two Egyptian security sources, neither Hamas nor Israel agreed to several compromises presented by mediators at talks in Cairo on Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah pulled back after an exchange of heavy fire over the weekend that briefly raised fears of an all-out war. But their decades-long conflict is far from over. Regional tensions linked to the war in Gaza are still high, and it's probably only a matter of time before another escalation. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah did not rule out another retaliatory attack over an Israeli airstrike last month that killed a top commander. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this is not the end of the story. The death toll from devastating floods caused by relentless monsoon rain and overflowing rivers in Bangladesh has risen to 23, with around 1.24 million families stranded across 11 districts, officials said on Monday. As floodwaters recede slowly, many of the 5.7 million affected people remain isolated and in urgent need of food, clean water, medicine, and dry clothes. Above all, in remote areas where blocked roads have hindered rescue and relief efforts.